वेद शास्त्र विद्रहति सैनापत्यं च राज्यं च सैनापत्यं च राज्यं च दण्डनेतृत्वमेव च दण्डनेतृत्वमेव च सर्वलोकाधिपत्यं च सर्वलोकाधिपत्यं च वेदशास्त्रविद्यार्थि वेदशास्त्रविद्यार्थि सेनापत्यं च राजं च सत्रविधाति सेनापत्यं च राजं च दण्डनेतृत्वमेव च सर्वप्रतिपत्यं च सर्वलोकाधिपत्यं च वेदशास्त्रविदहते धृतमेव च सर्वलोकाधिपत्यं च वेदशास्त्रविदहते सेनापत्यं च राज्यं च दण्डनेतृत्वमेव च सर्वलोकाधिपत्यं च वेदशास्त्रविदहते सेनापत्यं च राज्यं च दण्डनेतृत्वमेव च सर्वलोकाधिपत्यं च वेदशास्त्रविद मातजिस् सैन्यापत्यं च राज्यं च वेदशास्त्र नृत्यं च word by word meaning sainapatyam post of commander in chief cha and rajyam post of ruler over the kingdom cha and danda ruling netrutvam leadership eva certainly cha and sarva all lokadhipatyam proprietorship of the planet cha and veda shastrabit one who knows the purport of vedic literature arahati deserves translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada since only a person who is completely educated according to the principles of Vedic knowledge deserves to be commander in chief ruler of the state the first to chastise and the proprietor of the whole planet Prithvi Maharaj offered everything to the Kumaras please follow me responsibly. Since only a person who is completely educated according to the principles of Vedic knowledge deserves to be commander-in-chief, ruler of the state, the first to chastise, and the proprietor of the whole planet. Prithvi Maharaj offered everything to the Kumaras. Purport. In this verse, it is very clearly stated that a kingdom, state, or empire must be governed under the instructions of saintly persons and Brahmanas like the Kumaras. When monarchy ruled throughout the world, the monarch was actually directed by a board of Brahmanas and saintly persons. The king, as the administrator of the state, executed his duties as a servant of the Brahmanas. It was not that the kings or Brahmanas were dictators, nor did they consider themselves proprietors of the state. The kings were also well versed in Vedic literatures and thus were familiar with the injunctions of Sri Isopanishad, Isavasyam Idam Sarvam. Everything that exists belongs to Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also claims that he is the proprietor of all planetary systems, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Since this is the case, no one can claim to be proprietor of the state. The king, president, or head of the state should always remember that he is not the proprietor but the servant. In the present age, the king or president forgets that he is the servant of God and thinks of himself as servant of the people. The present democratic government is proclaimed to be a people's government, a government by the people and for the people. But this type of government is not sanctioned by the Vedas. The Vedas maintain that a kingdom should be governed for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should therefore be ruled by a representative of the Lord. The head of the state should not be appointed if he is bereft of all Vedic knowledge. In this verse, it is clearly stated, Veda Shastravid Rahati, that all high government posts are specially meant for persons who are well conversant with the teachings of the Vedas. In the Vedas, there are definite instructions defining how a king, commander-in-chief, soldier, and citizens should behave. Unfortunately, there are many so-called philosophers in the present age who gives instruction without citing authority. And many leaders follow their unauthorized instruction. Consequently, people are not happy. The modern theory of dialectical communism, set forth by Karl Marx and followed by communist government, is not perfect. According to Vedic communism, no one in the state should ever starve. Presently, there are many bogus institutions which are collecting funds from the public for the purpose of giving food to starving people. But these funds are invariably misused. According to the Vedic instructions, the government should arrange things in such a way that there will be no question of starvation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that a householder must see to it that even a lizard or a snake does not starve. they also must be given food. In actuality, however, there is no question of starvation, because everything is the property of Supreme Lord, of the Supreme Lord. And he sees to it that there is ample arrangement for feeding everyone. In the Veda, Katha Upanishad 2-13, it is said, Eko Bahunam Jobidhati Kaman. The Supreme Lord supplies the necessities of life to everyone, and there is no question of starvation. If anyone starves, it is due to the mismanagement of the so-called ruler, government, or president. It is clear, therefore, that a person who is not well versed in the Vedic injections, Veda Shastrabit, should not run for election or president, governor, etc. Formerly, kings were Rajarshis, which meant that although they were serving as kings, they were as good as saintly persons, because they would not transgress any of the injunctions of the Vedic scriptures and would rule under the direction of great saintly persons and brahmanas. According to this arrangement, modern presidents, governor, and chief executive officers are all unworthy of their post because they are not convergent with Vedic administrative knowledge, and they do not take direction from great saintly persons and brahmanas. Because of his disobedience to the orders of the Vedas and the brahmanas, King Vena, Prithumara's father, was killed by the brahmanas. Prithumaras therefore knew very well that it behoved him to rule the planet as the servant of saintly person and brahmanas. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salaka Saksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So here, in this verse, we see the last verse, we saw like Prithumaras offered everything to the Kumaras, what he has. That means he offered means, okay, what I have now, I offered you everything. Please give me the direction now, how I'll rule. So that way, he followed the Vedic injection properly, and he showed the example for future generation how they should behave if they are in such positions. So here we find now in this age, which is called Kali Yuga. See, that time when Vena Maharaj was there, he was not following the Vedic injunctions, and he obeying all the Vedic instruction, and he was following his own ideas, which was created a big disturbances in the society. That's why the brahmanas came forward and killed him. Then again they produced, that means Prithumaras, they created Prithumaras from Vena to again re-establish the Vedic instructions or injunctions through Prithumaras. So what we see here in this present age, the leaders are not following the Vedic injunctions that everybody knows in the society. So what do we think? Like, now the brahmanas would come forward and do something to them, but it is not possible also, because there is also in Kali Yuga, like we say, like Kala Sudra Sambhava. Kali Yuga is like full of sudras, and little vaishyas are there here and there. Otherwise, more sudras percentage is there. The brahmanas are like very rare. It is like Kala Sudra Sambhava. Only the sudras can be produced. But by following Vedic injunctions, one can be brahmana. That's why Prabhupada said, I establish this society to create the Brahmanas. Prabhupada said that. So now what should be done? If the society is full of Sudras, ruled by Sudras, and definitely the problems will be created. No? And this is happening. But the Brahmanas now, we don't have the Brahmanas now to go forward and kill the Sudras and create Prutha Maharaj. So in this case, in Kali Yuga is like a very difficult age. And now after that they started this communism and then the democracy, all these new ideas came, which is completely different to the Vedic ideas. So in democracy, what happens? They say peoples are the, that's in communism, no? Peoples are everything. And democracy also, they say they will choose somebody. Whoever they choose, he will be the ruler. That means they can choose anybody. Doesn't matter he had the qualification or not, according to the Vedic. So they choose any Sudra, so he would be in the position on the throne. Then they would rule. What they will rule? Sudra's main idea is what? They just wants to enjoy themselves. And they take care of their own. They are so selfish. So, here they are saying, Prabhupada is saying, the kings, they were like Rajarishis before. They are in the king's position. They are on the throne. But they are like saintly persons. Saintly persons means they only see the pleasure of Lord. They don't see any other things. That's why they see only how to give pleasure to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Those are the Rajarishis. So but here we see Sudras are on the throne. They think only their own benefits. They don't care for the society. Even they, for their own benefit, what they do? They even create disturbances in the society, politically. Politically, they can kill people for their own benefits. They don't feel if they kill like a bunch of people, like maybe 100, 200 or 1,000 people they kill to satisfy their own ideas. Like nowadays is happening, all this dictatorship somewhere in Middle East. And even now another thing also like, see now in the present situation, if we take the disturbances in Middle East, then America comes forward to solve the problem. But what happens? So both are, so it's not like American people, they are like Brahmanas, no? They are like following the Vedic injections. They are not following Vedic injections. And what happening in this present age? Like one demon killing another demon, no? That's the thing happening. So that's the thing is going on in this. So this, in this time, like Kali Yuga is full of disturbance. So what can be the solution to these disturbances? It's very difficult. You cannot come, if you want to come to like politically to do something, then you have to be that strong politically. Because now politically, if you see like the devotees, how a devotee would be strong in politically? If a devotee would come and go for the election, then they can do something. But it's not that easy nowadays. Because everything will go means that is too much politics involved. There's too much, what they said, the negative activities involved with this. It's very difficult for a devotee to accept that even. But to come for the politics and this election and stand and become the prime minister. It's very difficult. So that's why in this age, the best thing is to proceed for Nam Sankirtan. Through that Nam Sankirtan, those negative peoples, even though they're doing negative activities, they will reform. Only this reform we can do. That's the Mahaprabhu came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to reform. Because this time there's no killing, no? Mahaprabhu is not killing anybody, like Krishna is not killing anybody here. He's reforming, transforming from negativity to the positivity. So that's the only thing can be done. That's the only thing like Prabhupada established also. He went in every sector of the society. He wants to preach in every sector of the society. So he wants to preach in the scientific society in different manner. He wants to preach in the business society in different manner. He wants to preach to the genuine people who have some interest for the Vedic literatures in different manner. So there is a different category of preaching he established this time, and especially in ISKCON. And he wanted that followers of Srila Prabhupada, like Prabhupada wanted, to carry on these sectors. Then this is a kind of also a spiritual administrative, you can say spiritual politics. In the sense, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, we have to open the business, like the called Namahatas. Namahata means, hata means the place somebody trade, go for trading business. So he establishes Namahatas everywhere. So that way we can start our business, then we can expand, then we can conquer. So that's the program only we can follow in this age. Otherwise, there would be no other way we can reform the society. We can bring the positiveness to the society. Because too much negativity. Everybody wants to enjoy their own senses. And everybody wants to be selfish. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Nija sukha lagi pape nahi dari dayahin swartha para. So for their own pleasure, they don't hesitate to do sinful activities. Nija swartha lagi pape nahi dari dayahin swartha para. And they are very merciless people. That's happening, you know. Any politically, there are all these things happening in the whole world. They have no concern about the people. They don't consider anybody. It's like a kind of, not even animal. Animal even not like that. Animal have even some concern, like, they know, like, if somebody is not violent, then violent animal, they even don't do anything, sometimes. We see sometimes, even some very violent animal, if somebody in front of him or her is not violent, still they don't care so much even. But this kind of people in this society now is very dangerous. They perform some kind of activities, like which negative activities, is really like very painful. So now it comes like we have to propagate this Sankirtan movement. That's the only solution can bring the positiveness in the society. Slowly, slowly, it is a slow process. It's not like one day we go for the Sankirtan means the place will be for reform, but it takes time. Because like long time, we already created this anarthas in our heart. It takes little time to be in the process, then all these negative things will go away from the heart. So here, like about the, then how we will perform this act, Sankirtan. That Mahaprabhu is saying here, Nama Sankirtana hai sarvar narthanasa sarva subhadavai krishna premera ullasa. So this Nama Sankirtan is the solution. It can bring the goodness in the society, sarva subhadavai, all the auspiciousness it will bring. Also it will give our desired, the ultimate goal. It can fulfill our ultimate goal of the life also, simultaneously. So only one thing, only one medicine, they say. Like, harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam, kalau nasteva, 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 gatiranyatha. That's only one sloka. Like when Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting Kashi, that time in Mahaprabhu's time, there was a bunch, like, there were some people, some category people, they are not becoming the devotees. Like all the sector of the society, they become devotees. But only one category of the people, they were not the devotees in Mahaprabhu's time. Those are the, we say Mayavadis, no? So that's why to deliver them, Mahaprabhu himself went to Kashi And there, what happened? When Mahaprabhu met all these Mayavadi sannyasis, they asked Mahaprabhu, "Why you are a sannyasi? Why you are dancing and chanting and dancing? You are supposed to be study the Vedas. Why you are chanting and dancing?" Mahaprabhu just simply answered that my guru just saw me that I am a fool. That's why he taught me one mantra, and that is Hare Nam Hare Nam Hare Nam Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyata. By saying that, he taught me another mantra and said, "You just chant that will give you the desired result." So that way we see that's the only solution we have to perform now. So from here, like nowadays the even in corporate sector we see like what happened in the few, like last year we see. Last year in the whole world went through this economy crisis. Why this happens? Because they, like Prabhupada is mentioning here, in every sector, all the head of the departments, all the CEOs, like chief executive officers, should have the knowledge of Veda. Then only they can rule, they can manage. Even in a normal corporate sector, the CEO or the head of the, or the man, or the chairman, they should also have this knowledge. Otherwise, this kind of havoc will create. Like this economic crisis happened, the recession happened, whole world. Because they were so greedy, to satisfy their own senses, they forgot the benefit of whole community. That's why, what happened? Then everybody suffered. So they should be also taught this knowledge. We should go to teach in every sector. Like already we have the departments, like in ISKCON also we have one department called VAST. They also preach in corporate sector. But this should be in very large scale now. Because it is necessary now for the people. Otherwise this kind of problem will be created. If they do not have the Vedic knowledge. And in normally in the ruling sections, we have to also teach them. We have to also attract them to our society. Anyhow, we don't know how we have to attract, but somehow or other we have to attract them. Then bring them in. Then we have to teach them. Give slowly knowledge. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Jai Sri Sri Gaurnitha, Sri Sri Radharas, Vya Lalita, Visakha, Sri Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Ki Jai. So that's the thing now, that's the, what they say, that's the assignment we have now. Like different people preaching in different sections. So everybody should be very profound on their own section, on category of preaching sector, so they can make the they can change. That means now it's very important to preach to the leaders of the society. It's very, very important to preach the leaders. See, we can preach anybody. That's going on. Like the genuine people, those are little interested in Krishna consciousness. It's not very difficult. They will automatically come to the preaching movement. Somebody will go just to Nagar Sankirtan, somebody interested, they will come and just join. That's a natural tendency. But those are not coming. Those are in the leader. Those are have the ahankara. Those do not have the knowledge of Vedic wisdom. So we have to bring them. If you bring a leader, then whoever following that leader, you'll get the ready-made devotees. That's why Mahaprabhu wanted to make Prakashananda Saraswati devotee. After when he become devotee, then all these Mayavadis become devotee immediately. So he didn't have to preach separately all others. So that's the target should be now, to preach the leaders. And to preach the leaders, we have to also have that basic wisdom also. Because they will put forward some different kind of questions for us. Not the regular, like the regular people will ask you the regular questions, but these complicated people will ask the complicated questions. So for this complicated, then they can understand only in a complicated way also. The answer also, but answer can be straightforward, but still you have to be, the one has to be so clever that time. Like Prabhupada was so clever that way, he was so like expert to where to answer, which way, no? So one has to be that kind of like, one should have that kind of wisdom to preach those kind of peoples. And it is necessary now, very much necessary now. Otherwise it will go more, it's already bad, it will go worse and worse. So that way we can see this establishment of this Sankirtana movement. That's the only hope. That's the only hope and only solution. So we have to keep it up, this Sankirtan movement. And for that, we have to prepare ourselves for this battle. This is a kind of battle for us. So that means we have to conquer those hearts which is spoiled by this material nature, by the influence of Kali Yuga. So this is the kind of battle with Kali. And Kali Yuga is like so dangerous that way the Bhakti Siddhanta one time say, Dhanya Kali Yuga, Dhanya Kali Yuga, Dhanya Teri Mahima. So it's like sadhu ka banaye, chor ka banaye sadhu ka banaye chor. Dhanya Kali Yuga, Dhanya Teri Mahima, he said one time. It's like, it's very difficult, no? It's so crookedness is going on in this Kali Yuga. It's very difficult to continue. So only this Sankirtan movement, only solution we have, and we have to propagate this. And for that, as a soldier in the Sankirtan movement, in this battle, we have to be prepare ourselves. We have to be strong in devotional service. We have to get our weapon ready. We cannot make our weapon like a junk, like, you know, our weapon has to be sharp. And what is our weapon? No, that is our weapon, but what is our, to carry on that weapon, we have to have our purity ready. And that purity, when we have our purity, then we can release that weapon of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So that purity is required here. That means we have to increase our devotion, our strength through the purity. That is necessary. That means for that we have to be very strong in our sadhanas, what we are following, the prayers. We have to have our intense prayer to Lord. Now the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Kali Bhaya Nasana, Kali Yuga Pavana, Kali Bhaya Nasana, Sri Sachi Nandana Gaohe. One song is there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kali Bhaya Nasana, Kali Yuga Pavana, Kali Bhaya Nasana, Sri Sachi Nandana Gaohe. So we have to pray to Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the leader of the movement, who is the propagator of the movement, and who is started even this movement, this Sankirtan movement. He is the original person. Even he is the Purana Purusa. He is the original, he taught us the, he established the society, and that he is Sankirtan movement. So we have to pray him. We have to pray for the strength. how we will also be strengthened and we can carry on his mission. Like Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumita Manusya Janma Haila Jar, Nija Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Paraupakar. So we have to keep Mahaprabhu's word. So to keep Mahaprabhu's word, we have to pray him first. So I will just recite one prayer, then I will explain about that.
Gaurangera duti pada jardhana sampada se jane bhakti rasa sara Gaurangera madhur lila jar karne pravesila hrudaya nirmala vela tara.
So Gaurangar Dutipada Jardhana Sampada. So we have to make this Gauranga Mahaprabhu's two lotus feet, our dhana and sampada, wealth. Our only wealth should be two lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If somebody thinks that way, that my wealth, whoever thinks that way? Somebody thinks my wealth is my knowledge. Somebody thinks my wealth is my money. Somebody thinks my wealth is my house. So many people think different way. What is their wealth? But if somebody thinks my wealth is two lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then Gaurangara Dutipada Jar Dhana Sampada Sejane Bhakati Rasasar. He knows the summary of the bhakti. He knows the real substance of the bhakti. If somebody feels, realize that this two lotus feet of Gauranga is my wealth. So Gauranga Dutipad Jardhana Sampada Sejane Bhakati Rasa Sar. Gaurangar Madhur Lila Jar Karne Pravesila. Next. Hrudaya Nirmala Bhela Thara. So when Gaurangara Madhur Lila will enter into our ears, immediately our heart would be clean. Gaurangara Madhur Lila Jar Karne Pravesila Hrudaya Nirmala Bhela Thara. The next is, it's a very nice bhajan. Normally we sing.
Je Gaurangar naam loy, tar hoy premodoy, tare mui jai bolihari. Gauranga gunete jure, nitya lila tare spure, sejana bhakti adhikari.
So this is Je Gaurangar naam loy, tar hoy premodoy. So this is Bhakti Narottam Das is saying, whoever takes Gauranga's name, immediately the love of Godhead will appear immediately in his heart. Gauranga, Je Gaurangar naam loy, tar hoy premodoy. Taramui jai balihari. I congratulate him by saying joy and joy. You know, you are great, you are great. So whoever does that, they will get the strength for preaching. Because the prem is preaching. Like Brajavasi Jana, Pracharak Dhana, no? That's same. So who have, like, Prana Sijar Sehetu Prachar. Like, that's it. So whoever have life, they do the preaching. So Brajavasi Dhan, Pracharak Dhana. So Brajavasi's only thing is they do preaching of Krishna consciousness. So whoever will get Gauranga prem, their only activity is preaching. So, then is Gauranga gunete jure nitya lila tarespure. Whoever will jure means who will always wants to hear Gauranga gunete, always wants to hear about Gauranga's guna activities. Gauranga gunete jure nitya lila tarespure. Nitya lila means Krishna's pastime. Nitya lila, he can perceive that, he can see that nitya lila. Gauranga gunete jure nitya lila tarespure. Sejana bhakati adhikari. He is the only adhikari means he has the adhikari. What is? Yeah, he is the proprietor, or he is the only, have the, yeah, proprietor you can say, but I have some other word. Yeah, he can only carry this bhakti, proprietor of the bhakti. Then is
Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Brajendra Sutta Pasa Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Je Bajane Chintamani Tar Hoy Braja Bhumi Basa.
He Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane. If we see all these Mahaprabhu's associates are Nitya Siddhas, if somebody sees that, Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane, if he feels that, if he realizes that, then Sejaya Brajendra Sutta Pass, then he goes to Brajendra Sutta, Nanda Nandan Krishna. So whoever will realize that Mahaprabhu's associates or Mahaprabhu's devotees, like Mahaprabhu's real follower, if we see the pure devotee, even the acharyas, no? In our line, if somebody says they are the Nitya Siddhas, they are because they are Gauranga Gan, no? Gauranga Jan, no, they are. So if we see somebody see that, then they go to Brajendra Sutta. End of his life, their life, they go to Brajendra Sutta. Then Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi, Jeva Jane Chintamani. Whoever knows this Gauda Mandala Bhumi, wherever Gauranga Mahaprabhu did his pastimes, whoever knows that this is same as Chintamani Dham, Golok, Vrindavan, where Krishna did his pastime, same. So then end of their life, they go to Chintamani Dham, Gauda Mandala Bhumi, Jeva Jane Chintamani. Sejaya Tar hoy Brajabhumi Bas. Yes.
Gaura Prema Rasar Nabe Setarange Jeva Dube Se Radhama Dhavantaranga Grihe Bhavane Te Thako Ha Gauranga Bole Daka Narottam Mage Tar Sanga.
So Gaura Prema Rasarnabe Setarange Jebadube. Gaura Prem Rasarnava. Arnava means Samudra, Sagar. Anar means ocean. Gaura Prema Rasarnabe Setarange Jebadube. Whoever will dip down on the Gaura Prema Rasa, Gaura Prema Sagar, Gaura Prema Rasarnabe Setarange Jebadube. Whoever. Se Radha Madhava Antaranga. They are very dear to Radha and Madhava. There is no difference. Anybody have that qualification, anybody feels that, anybody deep down in the ocean of Gaura Prema, they are very dear to Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Gaura Prema Rasarnabe Setaranga Jebadube, Se Radha Madhava Anta Ranga. Griheva Banete Thaka, Ha Gauranga Vole Daka. So, wherever you may be in the ashram, maybe in the house, maybe in any position, doesn't matter. Whoever, anybody in any position, if they just call, Ha Gauranga, Hey Gauranga, Gauranga. Hagoranga Bolidaki, Narottam Magetara song. Can you imagine like Narottam Das Thakur like developing that in his heart? He wants somebody's song, somebody's association. Those are very dear to Gauranga. So that way, and the society should be like that, whole society. Like when Mahaprabhu appeared, the society was like that. Because he made the society, everybody was flooding in the Gaura Prem that time. And when our mission started, then after that we see, now the position is not like that. But when Prabhupada established this society, he has the idea and he has the desire even to make the society the way it was when Mahaprabhu was present. Now it is our duty, all Prabhupada's followers, or who are the members of the society, especially in ISKCON, to fulfill Prabhupada's desire, to make ourselves pure, then to establish or to preach such a way. That means we have to develop the qualities in our heart first, then we have to transform same thing to others who doesn't have that, or bring more people in and transform them. So that way our society will be, everybody will be deep down in the Gaura Prem. And that's why Mahaprabhu's appearance is coming. So we have to pray to Mahaprabhu with wholeheartedly that he would give us that mercy. And I was reading the Bhakti Siddhanta's one quote. He said, when we pray, normally what we should ask to the Lord? What should be our, we ask, like so many people ask so many things, no? But what should be the real purpose of the prayer? What should be the real purpose of the prayer? The real purpose of the prayer is, only we should ask for ahetuki bhakti. Ahetuki mercy. Ahetuki mercy means unalloyed mercy, which does not depend on any qualification. That kind of mercy we need, like everybody need. Like Bhakti Siddhanta said, we do not have any qualification to get mercy. If Lord would find, if Krishna would find, or Mahaprabhu would find some qualification in us, then he would transfer the mercy. It's very difficult in our part of life to get any mercy. So, to get Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have to pray him, please give me your unalloyed mercy. That means it doesn't depend on any qualification. Because we do not have any qualification to get Mahaprabhu's mercy. That's why we need that mercy, which is just flow without any qualification. Then we'll be pure after that. But we do not have any qualifications right now. That's in another quote is there. I read of our Gurudev, that Gaura Govinda Maharaj, he wrote one. He said, in other incarnations of the Lord, there was Krishna, like Krishna has many energies. Like he has the many powers, different kinds of powers, unlimited powers he has. Like from that, his willpower is the superintendent. Like the willpower is the top of all the powers. Whatever he will, his will is there. Immediately, his will becomes transformed into the activities. That means other energies immediately act under his willpower. Other energies. But when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave, mercy also one power of Krishna. Mercy of one energy of Krishna. One transcendental energy of Krishna, mercy. Daya. So, when he came as Mahaprabhu, he gave that mercy power completely independent. That mercy power is no more under his willpower. That's why he said when that mercy went away to the society, and that mercy means she, you can say, when she went away, the energy, and into the society, and she just saw mercy everywhere. She didn't see any qualification. What is that called? Achandale Premadana, no? Whoever. So that means willpower is not acting on the mercy. That's why whoever she brought to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu gave mercy to everyone. That Mahaprabhu is not seeing anything now. That's why we say when we chant Gauranga, there is no offense. When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's offense we count. 10 offenses we have, principal offenses. But when we chant name of Gauranga, there is no offenses. So that's why we can see the mercy of Lord Gauranga. How he is so merciful. So that way, we see Mahaprabhu is merciful, so his appearance day is coming. So we have to pray him that he would appear in our heart. So another small thing also I'll tell, that normally, another question can come, Mahaprabhu is giving mercy to everybody, and Mahaprabhu is showering his mercy to everybody. But why not everybody has that mercy reform? Like no, not like everybody. Some people get the mercy, some people act accordingly, then they get the benefit. But not why everybody gets that benefit. Why is that? So that was another thing I heard from Acharyas. Said, like if you take the milk of a lioness, like the female lion, it is, you cannot carry that in a mud pot, in a steel pot. Though it's so thin, the porosity of the metal or mud, it will just go away. You cannot carry that. So to carry lioness milk, you have to have a golden pot. Gold is the solid metal. It can carry the lion's milk. So, Gaura Singha, Gaura is like a singer, no? Gaura Singha will say, no? Sometimes. So, to carry the mercy of Gauranga, we have to have like a golden pot in the heart, like. So, it cannot carry the Mahaprabhu's mercy in a pot like steel, made of iron. In Kali Yuga, no? Everything in the made of iron. The heart is also made of iron now. So, it cannot carry that Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. So, we have to change that heart. We have to change that pot. We have to put a golden pot in our heart so that we can keep. Otherwise, mercy is coming, but it's just going away. Porosity. It's too much porosity. It's just flowing. So that means we cannot carry. We cannot keep it up. So to keep that, we have to change that pot in our heart. We have to make that, we have to be so pure, make that pot golden. Gold pot. Then we can carry Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then we'll be stronger to fulfill this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and whatever Prabhupada mentioned in the purport for the society. We can be benefited to the society. Okay? Thank you very much. So now I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. And if anybody has any questions or comments, please. Yes, Prabhu. No mic.
Think that it is other way. For the timing, we are not that much pure. But as and when we go on chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we become purer and purer.
Yes.
So which comes first? Purity comes first, mantra comes later, or mantra comes first? Or
see, when we chant, start Hare Krishna Mahamantra, definitely we are not pure. So, we carry on. But what we instructed, how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We have to check the offenses. And that will make us pure, slowly, slowly, not one by one. That's why we read every day, almost every all the devotees, they read every day this Hare Krishna, the offenses for chanting. So every day if somebody read and check these offenses, then slowly, slowly, the slowly means very quickly. If somebody even check the 10 offenses and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, very, very quickly he will get the result. He will be pure immediately. Though we are not able to check the offenses. All these 10 offenses, it's almost all everything in this material, like material contamination is included. So if we check these offenses, we are out of contamination. That means out of contamination is pure. So then, we see now we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with offense. That is, there are three stages of chanting. No? It's with offense, then it's without offense. Then from that, with offense, then another stage comes, Namabhasa, which is we don't do the offenses, but the pure name has not arrived yet, has not appeared yet. So after that Namabhasa, then we chant the pure name. So when we have completely pure, even out of Namabhasa, then we can chant the pure holy name. That time, pure holy name, which is non-different from Krishna, would appear in our heart as Krishna. And that time, from name, your Rupa, Guna, Lila, everything you will get. Then without that name, no way that we can get any our result. So purity is necessary. And from beginning, definitely there is no purity. Definitely we are in impurity stage, impure stage. But we have to check these offenses. We check the offenses, then then you will be pure, then you can chant. But name is there, but that time name is not manifesting as it is. But slowly, slowly, it will manifest. We chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all the words, wordings. See, like that time, like when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with offenses, what happens? Sometimes it is like difficult. Like when we say like Ajamil, no? When Ajamil, he chanted one time Narayan, no? Maybe few times he chanted Narayan, Narayan in the end of his life. But immediately the Vishnudutas appeared. That's the non-different from Krishna, non-different from Narayan, he chanted. Then Vishnudutas appeared. But now, what is the, like, we chant here, no? How come it's not happening? So that way, like, Ajamila didn't have any offenses of the 10 offenses. He was in the stage of Namabhasa. Just Namabhas. So then immediately it activated. So, but we are chanting now with the Nama Aparad, so many Aparadhas. So when Aparadhas go away, then we can be, then we get the pure name. And when pure name comes, that means Krishna comes, that means Vrindavan comes in your heart. That is completely different.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In the translation, it is mentioned first to chastise. What is the interpretation of that? Are you able to interpret? See, first to chastise.
Yes, okay.
Chastising whom?
Okay, the first to chastise and proprietor of the whole planet. Like he can be the commander-in-chief, and he can be the proprietor of the Vedic planet, whole planet is saying. That means he can rule, he can chastise. I guess that can be the, that could be the meaning, but I don't know exactly. Prabhupada didn't mention anything in the purport about that. So I think that is the that he's saying, who has the Vedic knowledge, he can be the proprietor and he can be the commander in chief. When he's a commander in chief, he has the right to chastise somebody is doing some miscreants or something doing. And then same simultaneously he's saying Prithu Maharaj offered everything to the Kumaras. Next step he said he is not seeing himself, he's just claiming himself, he is the proprietor. He's saying Krishna, the Lord is the proprietor, only the proprietor. I am just acting behalf of him. That way behalf of him, whatever his activities, behalf of Krishna only. Chastise or do anything to anybody, any instruction, any act, it's behalf of Krishna only. So that way he is like, that's the only way anybody can be karma free, you know? That in karma naiswadi karistu. So that's the, he's following that Lord's instruction.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Jai Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Dasila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki Gaur Premanandi.
हरे कृष्णा, सभी भक्तों से निवेदन है कि वृंदावन हॉल में आइए, वहाँ कीर्तन होगा। शेट्टी जी का तिरुभाव दिवस के उपलक्ष्य में, तो सभी भक्तों को आइए।